Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. About to take a look at the sixth Mishnah in this, the fourth parak. Behemah shenechtechu ragleha. If you have an animal that had its legs cut off, bein harkuva ulamata, we're going to find out that there are as if two knee joints here on the animal, so there's going to be three sections of the leg. So from the joint down, which joint we have to see, ksheira, but if it's above that joint, then it's a trefa. Also, if the group of the juncture of tendons is missing, which is behind one of those joints, then it's a trefa. Nishbara etzem, if it wasn't gone, but it was broken, if most of the meat is on the bone, then the shchita keeps it from being a vela. If not, then not. Okay, Amar Yehuda Marav, Amar Rabbi Chiya. Lamata means lamata min arkuva, lamala means lamala min arkuva. Well, that's exactly the Mishnah. Be'ezu arkuva amru, which arkuva, which joint is this? Be'arkuva nim keret im harosh. There's evidently when they would sell the head, they would sell this particular piece of the leg. Ulam aroshaya kenegdo begamal nikar. It's a joint that we're not talking about a camel, because it's not a kosher animal, but the same joint on a camel is recognized. It's really bony and sticks out. Amali Ula Rav Yehuda. So Ula, obviously, is not saying the same place as Rav Yehuda. And he says to him, Bishlam Ali Didi Damine Kenek Donim Bigamal Nikar. My position makes sense. Hanukten Vachen Shinital Somatagidin. That's why the Mishnah says, similarly, if Somatagidin, which is right behind that place, is gone, and it's a little bit lower than that place. But according to you, you have a place that is lower down, so kal v'chomer, if it's higher up, then it would be treifa. I'm talking about if one's missing or the other's missing. But how could you have that? How could you have tzomet ha-gidin be there if it says it was cut off? It didn't say it was broken. So Ishtik, Rav Yehuda had no answer. Levata denafak, after Ula left, Amar mai tamalo amri le lamata. Rav Yehuda said to himself, why didn't I give a different explanation? That lamata means lamata min arkuva, lamala means lamala min tzomet ha-gidin, not lamala min arkuva. Hadar amar velo amri le, I was right not to say it, v'amar li nechtechu k'tani. I mean, even without me saying it, he said to me, it says nechtechu, chamin arkuva lamala k'tani. Also, you would have said to me, you can't say lamala means lamala means tzomet ha-gidin because the Mishnah says arkuva lamala. In other words, Ula had the Mishnah clear, and he quoted the Mishnah to me to prove up me wrong. If I had thrown out the other suggestion, he would have done the same thing. Now, Papa Matnihachi, he had the following version of that whole story. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Chiya. Lamata means lamata min arkuva umitzomet ha-gidin. He puts them together. Lamala means lamala min arkuva umitzomet ha-gidin. So there's one spot, if it's below that or above it. Meaning, if that's gone, the arkuva itself is per ula, which is that arkuva, which is recognized in a camel. But how could you have something where if you go higher, then you cut it and he lives, mitate pasikle v'chometa. How could you have something that higher up on the leg you cut it, he'll still live, and lower down, he would die? Rashi, trefot kamadami v'adari, we've had this already two or three times. You really can't compare trefot. Shechotcha mikan umeta, chotcha mikan v'chaya. If you cut an animal here, it'll live, cut an animal there, it'll die. There's no rhyme or reason. So what is tzomet ha-gidin then? Rashi, the agrama ulevar, from the bone on out. Ravuna amar Rashi, the agrama ulegav, from the bone on in. Rav Abraid Rav Ravuna Amravasi to Ilui Arkuma. He has a different take, which is the Ilave Arkuma, this little bone sticking up, it's like a bone that goes into the socket, sticks up from there. Yativ Rabbana coming to Rabbi Abba. So one of the students was in front of Rabbi. Yativ Kamar Darkuma Gufa. It's not that which is above that bone, it's that bone itself. Rabbi Abba lo tatsitu. Rabbi Abba said, don't listen to him, he's wrong. Hachim Rabbi Yehuda Hecha the Pari Tabachi, the place where the Shochtim open up. And that's exactly what Ravasi said above the Arkuma. What's Somatagidim? Where the tendons and back of the leg are together. Vyad Kama, so how far up? He said, and Rav Yehuda told us, I heard this from a Gavra Rabba, Umano Shmuel. It starts where the Gidim are together. Until they spread apart, the three spread apart. It's four tfachim in an ox. Bedakamai, what about a sheep? Amrabaya, Buliti, Havitsomat Hagidin, Bli, Lovitsomat Hagidin. If they stick out, that's Somat Hagidin. If they're into the flesh, that's not. Ashune, Havitsomat Hagidin. If they're hard, then they are. Rakuche, Lovitsomat Hagidin. If they're soft, they're not. Alimi, if they're thick, Havitsomat Hagidin. Ktini, if they're thin, Lovitsomat Hagidin. Chavi, in other words, here we don't have a clear sense of how far up it's called Somat Hagidin, actually how far down. And so therefore, he gives us the different signs. If it's pure white, havut somet hagidim, lo chiv. If not white, then lo havut somet hagidim. Amar Rashi Amar, kevan dezigi, once they're sort of translucent, avagav lo chiv, if they're not perfectly white. Still somet hagidim. Mer HaMishpeh Rav Zvid, tlata chuti havu. There's three tendons there. Chad alim, havu trei ktini. One is thick, two are thin. Ifsik alim, if the thick one is gone, then azdero binyan, it's treif, because most of the thickness of these tendons is gone. If siktini, if the two small ones are gone, azdero binyan, then you have a majority of the tendons gone. And this is building on rov binyan and rov binyan with skeletons. Marbra Rashi Matni Lakula, he had the exact opposite read. If sikalima, if the thick one is cut, aikar rov binyan, you have a majority of the tendons. If siktini, if the two small ones are cut, aikar rov binyan, you have a majority of the width. Alright, now be ofot, when it comes to birds, sheitza chutehavu, there's 16 tendons. Ipasik chad minayu treifa, if one of them's cut, it's a treifa. Ravashi, havi ka'im kamedaba, I was there in front of Ravashi, my father. Ba'aitu the kameofa, they brought a bird. Uvada kra'ashkach pechameso, he found only 15. Havi chad da havi shani mechavre, one of them was a little different than the other. In other words, he held like that halacha, that if one was cut, he could declare treif, but he found one was different than the others. Naftsev ashkach treif. He pulled it apart and found there were two there. There really were 16. Avivam arav, tzomet haginim shamru berubo. Means a majority has to be gone. My rubo, what's that? Rov echad mehen. Meaning if a majority of one of the gidin is gone, that's enough. Kamrita kame to Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda brought this to Shmuel. Amar lemechti tlata havu. He says the majority. Kamimsek chad minayu legamre ha'ika treif. Even if one is totally gone, you still got two, a majority. So why, if one is mainly gone, would you be out? Tamidi katrei, alei katrei lo. So Shmuel clearly felt there has to be two there. Upliga the Rav Noi, Tam Rav Noi or Shmuel, and this report of Rav Yehuda was at odds with Rav Noi's report, both discussing what Shmuel said. So even if all there is like a little thread that you would have on a garment, that's enough. You don't need two, and it doesn't even need to be thick. Maybe what Rav's originally said was not Rov Echad, but Rov Kol Echad V'Echad, meaning all you need is three, a majority of each one. He said, you don't need each one to be there in majority. And now it supports Rav Noi, who says that once you have even a little thread, then it's enough. Okay, Nishbar Atsim, we said if the bone is broken. Amarav Lamalim in Arkuva means Imrov Asar Kayam Zevezem Mutar. So in Rav and Shmuel have the following disagreement, picking up from our Mishnah. Rav says if it's above the Arkuva, if most of the meat is there, then Zevezem Mutar, then both the leg and the animal itself are Mutar. From Rav, Zevezem Asur, then that thing, the whole thing is a Trefa. And Avail. Lamatim in Arkuva, but if it's below, Imrov Asar Kayam Zevezem Mutar. But if it's below, then the limb is considered to be middle-dal, right? If the meat is there, everything's mutar. But if not, the animal's not declared treif as a result, just the leg is a problem. Shmuel, ben lemala, ben lemata, there's no difference. Im rov asar kayam zevez mutar, im lav evra asur ubema muteret. Meaning, the difference is even above, if the cut is above, the animal's still not affected, only the limb. So if Nachman turned to Shmuel and said, how can you be so lenient? Imagine this, you have most of the leg, and you've thrown it away because it's inedible, and nonetheless you say that the animal's mutar? The same problem exists for Rav, just on a smaller scale. with the lower part of the leg. Rav Nachman said, my question was, it's very clear that the upper part of the leg is more vital than the very bottom. So here, according to Shmuel, you could have the entire leg thrown away in the trash and the animal's mutar ba'ashpa mutarat, but Rav, the foot, it's a big deal. Shalchu mitam, ilchata kavatid Rav. The first message from Eretz Yisrael was, we officially rule like Rav, stringently. Hadu shalchu kavatid Shmuel. Then they sent back a message to say, we've reversed our position like Shmuel leniently. Hadu shalchu kavatid Rav, and then they went back to the original position. Not only that, but the lake itself has a din nevela. Meitiv Rav Chisa challenged this. Lo imtir ashchitat shefalu toveta even duldalba, the brighter where Rav Meir talked in the bright expansion of the early Mishnah, where he said, if when you shech the treifa, it saves it from being nevela, meitiv even duldalba davar shigufa, because that's part of its body. The rest of his argument was to try to say he can't accomplish as much for something that's not its body. But the point was, it's matar the Avram Adul Dal. So Amalei Rabbam, what are you looking for questions for? Oti Matnitin, we have a simple challenge from the Mishnah. Nishchata behemah shuru b'damah, divrei Meir. Once you shecht an animal and the limb that was Adul Dal are all mukshar b'damah. Harishon Omer lo shuru. So you could answer that up, as we already did answer up and say Huchshuru is not the animal and the limb, it's the animal and the meat that came off the animal, or meat came off the limb. But the Braita is very clear that the Eber is included. We had this in the previous sugya. Rav Yirmiya repeating this, Amale Yasher, that's exactly right. Yoch being Shmuel. Yeah, it's a name of royalty from Sefer Bereshit Yodalad. So Shmuel is called Aryoch. And that's exactly how Shmuel interpreted it. Aryoch, not in Shmuel. Av amifleg palig. So wait, what do you mean? Shmuel disagreed with Rav. And here you're ruling like Rav. The answer is Hadar Shmuel agabe de Rav. Shmuel, in the end, accepted Rav's position to be more stringent. Tam Rabbanan. Nishpara etzem v'yatzal lachutz. What happens if a bone breaks and the bone is jutting out? Im or ubasar chofinat rubo, if you have skin and flesh that are covering majority of the bone, mutar, then it's considered in the body. Im la vasur, cham rubo, how much has to be covered? Gatav dimer of Yochanan, rov ovyo. And we have this all the time. Majority of the thickness, la rov ekefor, majority of the circumference. Papa hilkach paina rov ovyo, vreni rov ekefor. Now we require both. Amar ulam rabbi Yochanan, or harehu kebasar. So he quoted rabbi Yochanan, this is a piece we had much earlier. He said, skin is considered like flesh. Nachman la'ula v'leimamar or mitzaref basar. Why don't you say that the or counts towards the basar? Ta'or basar k'tanim, because after all, the Mishnah said, the Braita said, or ubasar chofinoto. Ha'malei anan or obasar tinin. And in our version, it's or obasar. You don't need to have both. You can have either one of them, as long as majority is covered. Ika da'amri amar ulam rabbi Yochanan or mitzaref basar. That you can count the or towards the basar to get rov. Nachman Lula, in this version of Nachman challenged Lula, said, Vlemamar or Mashlim the Basar the Chumra. Right, why don't you say it's Mashlim, which means you must have Basar there? Amalei Ana Uvde Adana. I know an actual case. Tahubar Gozla, there was a bird, David Beir of Yitzchak. The or Mitzrayf the Basar Havi. It was exactly a case where a bone was jutting out, and along with some flesh, there was some skin that together covered the majority of the bone. Ve'atal Kamer B'Yochan Machshur, and Re'ochan said Kasher. So Malay Bargozala, come on, you're bringing a proof from a case of a bird? Bargozala derachich shani. A bird is soft, and therefore, we're not as concerned with the bone jutting out. Hanu gidin rachin da'atu the kanawi. We have a story about gidin rachin da'atu the kamei derabba. So he had a case with the gidin, but they were soft. They came to Rabba. Rabba lemay lechushlehu. What are we concerned about? Chada de'am Rabbi Yochanan, gidin shesofan lahakshot nimnin alein b'pesach. Rabbi Yochanan already ruled that even gidin, tendons, are considered meat if they eventually will harden up and become edible like meat. And therefore, if somebody joins the Korban Pesach to eat the gidin, he counts. Second of all, we have a general rule that we try not to waste Am Yisrael's money and rule stringently about a treifa. Our Papa the Rabbi said, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, and says you can't count that for Pesach. V'isur adoraita, and treifa is an isur adoraita. So, my lechushtan, you're saying, what are we worried about? ishtik. So he had no answer. For my ishtik, why was he quiet? Rama Rav al chatak v'ter b'shem and lakish panitlat. Famously, Rava said, we only rule like b'shem and lakish against Rabbi Yochanan in three cases, and this isn't any of them. Aha, because here, when it came to the Gidin, Rabbi Yochanan ended up admitting to Rabbi Shimon Lakish and accepting his position. How do I know? We had this much, much earlier with Rabbi Ami. The Mishnah in the much later Perakah, Orva Rotev, lists all those things. Remember, it was in the sugya of the flayed animal, in Rabbi Meir's opinion, and he said, as long as there's any skin on the animal, it's okay. And Rabbi Yochanan said, except for the Rava said, except for the skin on the bottom of the feet, Rabbi Yochanan said, even that's okay. And his student challenged him, he said, Rabbi, there's a Mishnah that says that the skin on the bottom of the feet is considered to be meat. And he said, that is dat yachid. That Mishnah is dat yachid, and that's not the halakha. So the same thing is here, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan ended up admitting that even though skin that's going to get hard, like the head of the calf, that's the case there, that the Mishnah says that that's considered to be like meat. He says, no, it really is skin. In other words, the fact that it's later going to change its texture doesn't matter. It is what it is right now. And therefore, he agreed with Rabbi Yochanan in the end. Okay. There was a case of an animal with a broken bone that stuck out. A little bit was taken away from it. The little bit was brought to Abaye. It fell off. He kept it there for a whole year or three regalim as the Chachamim visited him to discuss it. So he finally said, literally, he has a sharp knife, meaning he's expert on these things. So Abaye came to him. We have a Mishnah about this broken bone that's sticking out. What do I care if the piece broke off or is still there? It should still have the halacha being covered. What if the skin is covered, meaning the meat is a little bit here and a little bit there, or it's very thin, or it's a thin layer? What was the last one? Anything that's kind of circled out where the doctor would sort of make a hole around it to cut in. So what if the meat was cut in, was made a hole into, and the klafma was peeled off, stagma was sliced, what if the lower layer was taken out, but the upper layer is like air, and his upper layer is there? In other words, is that still considered covered, and the bone is still, that area is still mutar? Right, which means that it shouldn't matter. Maybe that's talking about the bone that sticks out on its own. What if it was drilled like a ring? That what do you do when an animal is having like an infection or something? You take some bone and you cut into it and it actually starts healing. Well, puzzle, but if you use metal, if then it cuts it. That's talking about that particular own bone. Okay, we will pick it up in the next podcast with the final very short piece to finish the parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.